So, discussing the halachos of Torah, it's important to understand in the first place why it is that we read the Torah. So, in order to understand why we read the Torah, since it's a halacha shir, so we'll just base ourselves around the Mishnah Berurah. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's on the first side of the page, there's a kuf lamed vav on top. So if we go to Sif Katan Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah, he gives you the reason for the reading of the Haftorah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hata'am mipnei, shapam achas, one time, gazru gzera al yisor, shalayasku b'torah. Unclear who exactly this government was. Some say it was in the time of Antiochus, as it relates to Hanukkah, that Antiochus made a gzera, that they weren't allowed to learn any Torah, actual Torah. So the Karabin Avim Shibu Berchalein. So instead of laning from the Torah, because that's what the gzera was against, they decided to read from the Nevi'im instead, and they would read seven aliyahs from the Nevi'im, and they made a bracha on that instead. Keneged ha-shiva shayitzichim la'alos l'kurs b'Torah, parallel to the seven aliyahs that we would normally read from the Torah. V'lo yirkorin im kol asad pachos m'sholsha psukim. They would never read less than three psukim in each aliyah. V'harei ben kulam chafalot psukim. So in the end, you'd have at least 21 psukim read from the Nevi'im. Lekach, therefore, afal pisha gzeira batla, even though nowadays the gzeira is not around anymore, we could learn from the Torah if we want. Minhaga lo batla, the minhag remains. Umishum hachi tiknu, and therefore they establish shahamachir yikra benavi lo pachos michafal psukim. That's why the Haftorah is never less than 21 psukim. De korbator tchila, minne kabod Torah. First, we learn from the Torah, and we have the concept of mafir, aliyah, in order to give kabod to the Torah, so it doesn't look like you're going straight from the Torah down to Nivim. The mafir then makes the seven brachos on the Haftorah keneged shiva shakar b'torah. So the reason for this hakana of the Haftorah is because in the time of whatever time it was that they weren't allowed to lane from the Torah, so they did the Haftorah instead. And then even though the reason no longer applies, the takana remains. Why it is that sometimes we say when the reason disappears, the takana disappears, and sometimes we don't. This is a topic for another time, but this takana definitely remains. And because that this is the basis for the takana, so it has practical nafkaminas, because if you look up at the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Naftirin b'navi min yonashon parsha, ve'ein pochsen michafal psukim, you never have less than 21 psukim, el im kein salak in yana b'batzir mehachi, unless the concept that you're discussing is concluded in less than 21. So came to go no losechem sakul azet chaychem. V'davka v'shabes, says the Ramah, ba'im en chafal psukim. Shlosha psukim l'chol lecha min akorim. Only on Shabbos do you need to have 21 psukim, because it has to be 3 psukim per aliyah that you would be laning in the Torah. Aval b'yom tov, shekorin chamisha, b'am yantif, when you lane 5 aliyahs, sagi v'tezvav psukim. So then you would have 15 psukim instead, and theoretically, on a tiny sibor, when we only have 3 aliyahs, so it would be good enough to have a Torah that's only 9 psukim. Again, since the whole thing is based off of parallel to the Kriyas Torah, so that's how we would decide how many psukim are required. So that's a basis for why we have this concept of a Torah. And going through,
when would you have that?
On tiny sibor, when there's only 3 aliyahs. So we obviously have more, but theoretically, when they instituted the Haftorah, they could have only had 9 if they wanted to. The Ramah doesn't say that, it's just assumed that it would be a continuation.
Do you see anyone write that the Haftorah, the Maftar, is for the first, the Kavod of the person reading that?
No. I think, you know, as I don't think we're going to discuss it, but I think the post can discuss, you know, that Maftir is a lower level aliyah when discussing the Haftorah. So the post can discuss that people have a minhag that when they have yahrzeit or something, they want to get the Haftorah to get the Maftir aliyah. Or there's a minhag that someone, even during his 11 months of Avelis, he might be getting Maftir as much as possible. But the post can then point out that really, you know, when you have a chiyuv, you should really be trying to get a real aliyah, not a Maftir, which is a lower aliyah. Some say that, you know, you give the person that's getting Maftir, we give him Musaf to try and make him happy. Nowadays, maybe we force Musaf on him because he got Maftir, and he thinks that's an honor. But either way, yeah. There's a lot of halachas that come up just in the Shulchan Aruch, but one halacha that doesn't come up in this siman, but is important when getting the Haftorah, is the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere. Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, Siman Kuf Mem Chav Ches, says, Gam Yerzahara, Ochis HaSefer Leisrachik Sas Min Atzad, Kidei Shelo Yachsik HaSefer Achorei HaKorim BaTorah. It's important to note that when you are laning the Haftorah, so you're standing up here, and theoretically the person who's holding the Torah who just did Hagbah is sitting over there, so you should make sure not to have your back directly to the Torah. And this is problematic, because in a lot of situations, a lot of shuls are not so makbid on this, making sure that the person who's doing the Haftorah doesn't have his back to the guy who is sitting with the Torah. So sometimes you'll have someone that will stand, he'll do the Haftorah and he'll stand on the side instead. That would help. But when I saw this Mishnah Berurah, so I asked Rav Schechter about it, because it didn't seem like many people were makbid on it, he said, oh yeah, it is. It's very problematic for the person who's doing the Haftorah, or even the person who's davening Musaf, to have his back to the Torah while the Torah is right behind him. He should move to the side, or the one holding the Torah should move so it's not directly behind him. But the Emet Bracha points out that the Minhag HaOlam is not like this, and he says, he thinks the reason that it's not a problem is because if you are Osik the Kavod Sefer Torah Acharas, Az Mutar Lo Lachzar Achor B'Sefer Torah Rishona. So if you are being Osik in the Kavod of another Sefer Torah, so then it would be allowed to have your back to that Sefer Torah. So let's say, Abdai, when we take out two Sefer Torah. So the person who's has the sitting with the Sefer Torah is sitting behind the guy who's laning. So that's okay, because the guy who's laning is Osek in the Kavod of one Sefer Torah. So it's not a bizarre to the Sefer Torah behind him. And he extends it and says, V'chein kishikorin mafter benavi, ashein kan kavod Sefer Torah acheres. Even though it's not kavod for another Sefer Torah, because you're laning from a Navi, mikomakom nir demutter lachs or achol Sefer Torah b'shas kreis hamafter, kevin dehamitzvah hi lechatchila, shei pnei akorei v'hamafter neged hamizrach kanahug. He says, since the way you're supposed to lay the Haftorah is facing Mizrach, imkein harei u'asaf b'mitzvah shichobas atzibur, so it's kavod atzibur, which is docha kavod sefer Torah. It's a big chiddush, but the Emek Bracha says, the reason that it's okay for the guy who's doing the Haftorah to stand over here, and the Torah is behind him, is because, since it's the kavod for the tzibur, for him to be fulfilling this mitzvah of the Haftorah in the proper way, which is facing Mizrach, therefore, it's not a bizan for the sefer Torah behind him. I guess you could extend it to the person who's davening Musaf also and say when he's davening Musaf for the Yamam, he's supposed to be facing Mizrach, and therefore it would be okay. I mentioned
it. Two things can happen with it. I could be facing Mizrach instead of here.
Correct, correct. So, but you can just, you know, you have a simple solution, so why not do it? I guess he's just trying to explain the Minhag HaOlam, why it seems to that we're not mocking on it. I mentioned this to Rav Schechter at the time, and he wasn't so happy with it. He wasn't makabel, and he said, you know, this is something that we should try and be mocking on. It comes up, you know, during laning also. If you're, you know, here you don't have the problem, but sometimes you have seats in front of the bima, and they're laning over there, and the people are sitting in front, and their back is to the Sefer Torah. It's really not ideal. The different kulas, you know, if it's a raised bima, a lot of places have a raised bima, so maybe it's considered a separate domain, but, you know, it's something to be aware of. But definitely when it comes to if you're the person who's getting the Haftorah, so then you should try to stand a little bit to the side, or at least have, you know, maybe the guy who's holding the Torah should move to the side so your back isn't directly to him. It's one issue that comes up. Okay, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sid Gimel, turn the page, we'll save the most important topic for last, because that's just how my notes are. So if you go to Sid Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sarech l'chavim lebrachos hakorim b'torah ulebrachos hamafir b'yana achorim amin. You have to listen and pay attention to the brachos of the person who's saying the Haftorah and answer amen to them. And this will fill in the 100 brachos that you're supposed to make every day. Every day you're supposed to make 100 brachos. Shabbos we lose out on a lot of brachos because it's less brachos in every Shmona Esrei. So you're missing a lot of brachos. So in order to be mashlim, suggests the Shulchan Aruch, to fill in your missing brachos, you should have in mind, you should answer and have kavara when listening to these brachos.
Is that all 14?
So he doesn't say about, it's interesting to note, he doesn't say that about the aliyahs of the regular lading. He dafka says it about the maftir and the haftorah brachos.
He says,
Sarach l'chavim l'brichos hakorim b'torah. Oh, you're right, sorry. So yeah, so theoretically it would be about those, all those aliyahs, yeah. We'll get to that in a moment, but it would be, yeah, for all of those aliyahs, and the brachos of the matir, and the haftorah as well, to be answering amen, to be mashlim. It's really, you know, this isn't agreed upon by everyone, because the Shulchan Aruch himself says elsewhere that the way to be mashlim is with having as many fruits and stuff as much as possible. But if we are going to do this, so the question comes up, should you then not be answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? And the Chok Yisrael actually says that you shouldn't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo to the brachos of the Haftorah or to the brachos of the Kriyas HaTorah, because if you're really being Yotzei with a bracha, so you're not supposed to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Comes up, right? That's why it comes up anytime we're being Yotzei with someone else's bracha, you're not supposed to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well says you shouldn't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo to the brachos of the Haftorah. This is clearly not the Minhag HaOlam. People do say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo to the brachos of the Haftorah. And this is a very valid Minhag, and the Poskim explain why this is the case, that we do answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. The Maram Shik says that the Dievet you're Yotzei in general, bracha, even if you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So here, since you're not really being Yotzei Yechiv, you're just trying to fill in your Mea Brachos, so therefore he says that it's okay for you to rely on that B'dievet. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that you could rely on Chazaras HaShatz Brachos as well for Mea Brachos, that you should have that in mind. And we never find anyone saying you shouldn't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo to Chazaras HaShatz. So what it must be is that there's a difference between being Yotzei a bracha with someone and trying to fill in your Mea Brachos. That's what you'd have to say as to why we're not Shemakbid on answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, because that's clearly the minimum. So Chaim Kanievsky, you know, would say don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo because you're actually being Yotzei with the bracha. And the others, which seem to be the Minhag HaOlam, that we do say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, it would seem to be because you're not really being Yotzei with them. You're just trying to get credit for your Mea Brachos, so therefore there's more room to be lenient. The Mishnah Berurah does say in Siv Katan Hey, a mitzvah al ha'olim sheyivarchu b'kol ram, kedei shekol ha'kal yishmu yuchlu l'an osamein. So you have to still make sure, say it loudly, so that everyone is able to answer amen. And you should be sure to answer amen so that it's like you made the bracha, but it's somewhere in between, because you don't have a chiyuv to make this bracha. So how would it work that you're being yotzei actually with their brachas completely?
That was the Shulchan Aruch
HaRav said? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that you could be Yotzei the Mea Brachos with Chazar Sashach Brachos, and they never say anything about Baruch Shema. Yeah, he doesn't say, don't say Baruch Shema.
Are you being Yotzei on the Brachos of Torah is not your Chiyuv, correct? You're the Olam.
Correct, that's the point. That's what I'm trying to say, that, you know, it's somewhere in between. We're trying to find ways to get you Mea Brachos. In a perfect world, you get Mea Brachos by eating a lot of fruit, you know, something that, going to the bathroom a lot, you know, making lots of Asher Yatzars. But here, you know, you're stuck, so we're trying to figure out ways for you to fill in your Mea Brachos. So we say, you know, you could rely on this, even though it's not really your chiyuv.
For Mea Brachos, if someone eats food, you answer amen.
I don't think so. I don't think you would get...
Sounds like the same.
Yeah.
It's no worse.
For Brachos and then it maybe it's different.
Right.
It's not a Brachos.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I could hear both ways. Right.
Maybe we have to go back to what the reasoning is why you need the Mea Brachos.
Right. Right. I mean, it's based off a drasha of Ma Hashem Shalom Eimach. They say, Al Tikrit Ma Elameya. So it's just to, you know, just to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu 100 times a day, you know? So that's what, I mean, look, we don't go crazy over making sure that, you know, Yom Kippur, you know, I guess people smell snuff as much as possible, but it's really difficult to get up to 100 on Yom Kippur. So, look, it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa, but it's a nice thing to do. So, just interesting to note if we're trying to do, you know, whether we should be saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo or not. In Sif Dalid, the Mechaber says, Katan Yachol Haftir, and then the Ramah says, V'im Karu L'Maftir, Misha Eni Yodea Lomar Haftorah. If you call up someone to do the Haftorah, for Maftir Aliyah, who doesn't know how to do the Haftorah, Yachol Acher La'amra, so someone else would be able to say it. Aber L'chadchila Aser Lasos Kim, L'chadchila, that should not be done. L'chadchila, the person who gets the Maftir Aliyah, should do the Haftorah as well. This is clear from the Ramah, that you shouldn't call up someone who doesn't know how to lay in the Haftorah, and only b'di'eved can someone else do it. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin says, we'll start four lines down in that, in the middle of the line of the Siv Katan Zayin, it says, De'af she tiknu, she'hamaftir yikr b'torah t'chilam ne'kavod ha'torah, mikol makom b'di'eved amrinan she'gam b'zeh ika kavod la'torah. We still say that there's still a couple of Torah over here, even if someone else does the actual Torah. Because it's clear that he got called up for the Maftir Aliyah. If He could say each word after the Shaliach Tzibur, the Balkori, tells him the word, Tov Yoser, it's better, Shuba Atzmo, Shekar Bator, L'Shem Aftir, Yomar Afrika Chaptor, Bechosel Gamkein. Better for him to actually do that. The next Sivkatan, well, we're going to see in a moment, what the difference might be. The next Sivkatan, Mishnah Berurah says, Hanu Shein Korin L'Mafter Misha L'Yadar Achar Kach Likor Saptor Gam, Keinu Bizmaneinu Shavina B'Kama Mekom Was Lichtov Nevi'im Al-Klaf U'Gliwa K'Sefer Torah. Nowadays, where the minog is to have a cloth, and we'll discuss the cloth more later on, to have people have a cloth. I don't think it's so common here. When you have so many shuls, it's hard to, you know, make sure that every shul has a cloth for the Haftorah. But when that's the case, that they have a cloth, Imkein HaKori Ben Davi Hu Motzi Kol HaTzibur K'Kriya Sefer Torah. The one who's laning from that cloth is actually motzi everyone, just like they're motzi when laning from the Torah. Their motzi their chiyah. V'lachin afilu chatchila mutar likros lamaftir afilu misheni odeh likros benavi atzmo. Therefore, even lachatchila you'd be allowed to read the maftir, someone who doesn't know how to lane from the navi. To who yomer kol brachos? He'll say the brachos. V'hashiliach tzibur yikru haftar k'mo shekor b'sefer Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a chiluk based on the chayy adam, that if you're laning from a cloth, so then this opinion of the Ramah doesn't apply. And you can even have someone who's not going to do the maftir, who's not able to lane the haftorah, it's fine, he could get maftir and just make the brachos, and the balkore will lane the haftorah, just like we have by regular kriya satorah. Someone makes the brachos as the aliyah, and then another person is the one that does the laning. But, implies the Mishnah Berurah, that if you're reading from a printed sefer, as we'll discuss, so that it would seem to be that this opinion of the Ramah would still apply. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky thinks that you should be makbid on this, that if you're reading from a printed sefer, then the Ola himself should read the Haftorah. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, as well, brought in the Emes Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch, which makes sense, says, Ma'od yesh lahakbid, shelo likra lamaftir misheni yodea, o eno yachal likra asa Haftorah, velo laharchos harshos she'echad yivarech v'habeiz yikra, elim king korim asa Haftorah mitoch haklaf. He said explicitly also that this opinion of the Ramah, we should really try our best to be makbid on. However, the Minhag Olam is clearly not like this. The Minhag Olam is not like this Ramah, and you know, even when we are reading from a printed sefer, we assume that it's okay for someone to get the maftir, make the brachos, and then someone else is going to lane it. I assume the reason that we do this is because we're more concerned with kavod of the person who's getting the aliyah. The only question is, why are we calling that person up? Maybe we should dafka be makbid to only call someone up who we know is going to be able to do the haftorah correctly if we're trying to be makbid for this ramah. Either way, the ola still needs to read along with the balkorei, even if it's from a printed sefer. But it sounds like that this is definitely the case, that we should try, the Ramah says, we should try and be makbid. When I was looking around, so everyone kept on saying, this isn't the Minhag Olam. Outside of Shmuel Kamenetsky and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, they kept on saying, this isn't the Minhag Olam. But I didn't see exactly why we're not concerned for this Ramah. Yeah?
The Ramah's only saying that if the guy can't read the brachos,
it says, Lomar HaHaftara.
Yeah, that means the brachos.
Oh, that's what you think HaHaftara means the brachos? It
certainly couldn't mean that. I can't speak
about the Okay. I don't know. Definitely not what, you know, what Shmuel and for Yaakov are saying, but alright. It seems, you know, pretty explicit in the Ramah that we shouldn't do that, but the other difference that comes up, right, so this is one potential difference between a cloth and a sefer. The other difference that comes up is in the Mishnah verse of Katan Yad Aleph. It says, Ayin b'magin Avram, dafka b'kol Ramah, b'abalach ha-shmutter lomar, shebezeh lo yachrid l'chaver shal yochel l'shmol, v'gam nachon l'chatchila lasos krein, likros b'lachash mitocha sefer makore. When I told my students this in yeshiva, they're blown away. They said, but nobody does this. I said, you know, people might do it, and people that don't do it might not know about this Mishnah Berurah, that you really should be reading along the Haftorah. You should, l'chatchila, you should be reading the Haftorah quietly. I'm b'magadim b'mashma, d'yir l'kros mila b'mila m'shaliach tzibor, k'dei sheitzayis l'hakore. You should actually read it word for word along with the balkore, so that you're paying attention. Then he continues, I'm the sefer ma'aseh rav shekasav, Daha the kasav among in Avram shigira likos belachash mitocha sefer makore. The Vilna Gaon says that which among in Avram says that you should read quietly along with the person laning the haftorah. Hainu dafka kasha hakore kore mitocha chumash. This is dafka if it's being read from a printed sefer. Aval shekor mitoch hanavi, but if it's being read from a cloth, yikrahu levav v'kulam yushomim. So this is a very important chiluk that the Vilna Gaon makes that I think most rely on in practice. That happens that if someone, the Haftorah is being laid from a cloth, so then it's like Kriyas HaTorah. You don't have to read along. You're yotze with whatever chiyuv you have, you're yotze with the Baal Koreh. But if he's reading from a printed sefer, which I think is the case in most situations, so then we should really be reading along with the Baal Koreh in order to be yotze chiyuv, because it's not considered that we're being yotze. Whatever chiyuv we have, whatever that is, based on the takana that was established, whatever that is, that we're fulfilling by still reading from a sefer and not from a cloth. So we're not fulfilling it just by hearing the Baal Koreh read it. We would only fulfill it from the Baal Koreh if it's actually being read from a cloth.
What about brachos then? If he's reading it from a chumash.
So then we're not really being yotze with brachos either?
You're reading along with him because he's not being close to you because it's not from a cloth.
Right.
So what are these brachos then?
The brachos that he's making are for himself. And somehow, you're saying, how do you gain anything?
Coming on these brachos.
Right, so how do you gain anything if he's making a bracha for a mitzvah that he's doing? How does it relate to you if you're not even being yotze with the brachos anyway? And dafka...
No, I'm not even being yotze with the kriya.
Right, with the kriya, right. Well, no, because you can, no, because you're yotze with his brachos, and that goes on your kriya that you're doing, yeah. Because we do say that you're supposed to listen to the brachos. Don't, you know, you're not supposed to start before he starts. You know, if it's just you're doing your own thing, so you should be able to do it whenever you want. But no, it's in the framework of his brachas that you're supposed to be reading. You could be yotze someone's bracha, right, even if it's not from a cloth. But the kriya, you'd need a cloth in order to be yotze.
I have one suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, if you're reading the Ramah by itself, that's one thing, but you have to read the Ramah in the context of where he's coming from. So Shulchan Aruch happens to be talking about a katan.
Right.
So perhaps the Ramah is saying only about a katan. So if you have a katan that can't read, then you shouldn't call up a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Because perhaps what he's saying is it's more of a halacha about a cut. Maybe he's too young. Or maybe he's not at the point where you want him to represent the tzibur.
But
maybe a gadol, which is not what he's talking about, maybe, because he also uses the word aser, though. Aser lasas kein. It's not that he just says it's better not to do it.
Right. Well, he says lachachila aser lasas kein. So that means it's better not to do it.
He uses the word aser, which
correct.
Is a little funny to
okay.
use.
Okay, so that's supposed to lachachila a lasas kein?
Right.
Okay.
Look, I'm not saying
right.
it's perfect, but
right.
it's maybe a,
right.
an approach.
Right, okay. Definitely a suggestion.
Can't say. If you take it to a strict extent,
yeah.
it gets close.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, that's what I said. The minimum is definitely not like this, you know? Which happens.
Yeah. Or you have to interpret it
right.
differently.
Right.
You might want to read it.
Right. I don't know why the minhag came about. I don't know if it's because, you know, we're worried about the kavod of the person and we don't know if he actually knows how to read beforehand and then he'll get up and it'll be embarrassing for him. I'm not sure. But again, if we took this Ramah seriously, then it wouldn't matter. You'd have to check beforehand. Don't call up someone that, you know, doesn't know how to read.
I've been to some shuls where the minhag of the shul is that it's always the Baal Koreh.
Yeah. Okay.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Even if it's from a chumash.
Right.
Right.
So yeah. Oh, that's what it is in my shul.
They're taking their Ramada test.
Yeah. I plan on asking in shul this week if we know what it's based on, but I didn't get a chance before giving the shir. One more point before we get to the cloth issue. The Shulchan Aruch in Siv Vav says, Ein ha-mafdir mafdir ashe yigmar ha-gola ligol ha-sefer Torah. So the person who's getting mafdir should not start the Haftorah until the Galila on the Sefer Torah is complete. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the reasoning, it's the cutting it bays, hainu, she'ein rashe lahatcha lomar haftorah ashe yigmar v'hatam, the reason, k'desha gama golo yitein libo l'mashe yomar ha-maftir, so that the person who's doing galila will also be able to pay attention to the haftorah. She'chol hi al kol adam lishmo parsha sa haftorah k'mo parsha b'sefer Torah. Because the chiv on everyone to hear the haftorah just like kriyas haTorah. So it makes sense. If it's the case that the reason we say you have to wait is because we want to make sure that the guy who's getting Galila is able to hear, so you'd have to wait until he actually finishes Galila. You'd have to wait until he finishes putting the crown on or the bells on or whatever he's putting on until he finishes Galila, and then you could start the Haftorah based on that reasoning.
Isn't this the Shulchan Aruch saying this?
The Shulchan Aruch said,
as far as shuls I go to or have been to, most of the time we'll do the so-called lila. It's not really lila at the beginning.
Right, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about. I mean, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the lila would just mean closing the Sefer Torah. Don't start the Haftorah until the Sefer Torah is closed. But as it applies to us, that's why the Mishnah Berurah then extends it to what the Ashkenazi practice would be about covering it.
That's very interesting.
Yeah,
I'm saying for
the Mechaber, it just means closing the Sefer Torah.
But
Golel just means to roll.
Right, but you're not rolling when you...
So don't start the Torah until the Sefer Torah is closed.
That's not Golel.
I mean, that's not how we define Golel, but the word Golel, that's what it means.
The Rambam means it's the Shvi, or Mavzik.
I'm saying that I think the goal just means to.
And clearly, Mishnah Berurah.
Oh, for sure. No, for sure. He extends I agree. He extends it to the Ashkenazim. The Prima Gadam, though, says that you don't have to wait until you finish putting everything on, because closing it is enough and it doesn't have to be covered. But it doesn't make sense, seemingly, with the reason given by the Mishnah Berurah based on the Rashi. There's other reasons given for this. The Sefer Be'er Sheva, Masechet Sota, says it's to show that the Torah is more important than the Navi, so it should be completely covered before you start the Navi. I guess some say it's because we don't want it to look like you're making a bracha on the Sefer Torah, so then once the Sefer Torah is away, it's fine, but it would seem like we should try and make sure that we don't start the Haftorah until the Sefer Torah is completely covered, really until the Golel has done his job. And then we would allow him, because he has to hear the brachas, and he has to be able to pay attention to the Kriya. It's interesting to note also that the Mechaber finishes off and says, the Mishnah Berurah finishes off and says, "Ein l'salak me'al shulchan sefer hanaviim, o hachumash shekorin bo hamaftir arachar bracha, kidei sheyir v'yivar hamash sheiftir." You should not take whatever you're laying the haftorah from off the table until he finishes his bracha. So sometimes you have that. Especially in a shul where the person is doing the Haftorah and someone else is making the brachas, so when the guy finishes the Haftorah, he'll close the Haftorah book and he'll start to put it away while the other guy is making the brachas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't do that. It's unclear why, because it's like a bracha achrona, it's not a bracha, meaning you have to...
He says
"Kadesh yira v'yivarech ha-masha hiftir," but why do you need to make the bracha on the masha hiftir?
The bracha is an Haftorah.
Of the Haftorah. So the Haftorah has to be there.
I
guess we don't really have so many other situations of an after bracha on a mitzvah.
We do with Esther the same thing.
Right, you have to leave all the klafim out. Yeah. So it has to remain there.
Right.
Okay, fine. So that's why. So you should be makbid on it, which I don't think. I've been in shuls, I know where they're not makbid on it. I don't know if it's intentional or you're just you finish, so then you put it away. But it's another thing to try and be makbid on.
Can we go back to this for a second? We have an analogous or halacha when the chad during the week when they're rolling up the sefer and the chazan has to wait.
Yeah.
So there, what would you think would be the reasoning? They wait just until it's sort of closed but not completely done, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the minute I've seen.
To start, like, the Hiratzons, let's
say? The Hiratzons.
Start the Hiratzons. So, it could be that you don't, meaning since the Hiratzon is a much lesser Chiyav than hearing the Brachas on the Haftorah, so it wouldn't be as much of a Chiyav, and they wouldn't need to wait to say the Hiratzons. I don't know, I'd have to look it up in Shulchan Aruch what it says over there, but I assume that, it wouldn't be as concerning.
There's something about the fact that the Golel is sort of a shliach of the minion. You don't want him to have to not be able to participate in some way.
The only thing I'd suggest is that the Hiratzon is a much lower.
The Hiratzon's room.
Yeah.
They wait until the month of
it's closed. That's the point where they then start. You always see that.
I don't know if it's practical,
never,
or the guys are talking down. I don't know.
Busy saying, if you say the things after, like, it's time he and she, like, all the...
And I'm sure it's discussed.
It's closed.
You just have to look it up.
There's not really waiting.
Anytime he is...
He finishes clearly, he sits down, it's closed. It's not...
I mean, you could theoretically start the Hiratzo before the guy even...
Yeah, this
even
is
the goal just goes to start closing it. Yeah. He sits down, and the guy already, you know, you're in a rush, you hit the Eros right away. Alright, I just want to make sure we get to discuss this most important topic at the end. So, the question is, what should we really be laning from? How is it okay that we don't lane from a cloth? So that's what we're going to, in the beginning, the Mishnah Berurah, the first Mishnah Berurah, it's a Katan Aleph. Says Kasav Alavush Mahasi Ashalora Isi Nogin Lichlov Avtoros Kedin Sefer. I haven't seen that we're makbid to lean from a cloth. Ki Hayin Yerli Shein Yotzin Klav Akrias Avtor B'Chumashin Anafasin. We shouldn't be yotze at all with these printed chumashim. Kamish Ein Nichtavim B'Chol Hilchos Sefer Torah Megillah. They're not written with the halachas of a cloth. Says Mishnah Berurah quoting Alavush. So it shouldn't work. Big kasha Alavush that everyone tries to answer up. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz and the Magen Avraham who are miyashiv the minhag usvir lehu the achshu ayidei defus the gam al niyar v'shalo beglila mutter le'inyan zeh. The Taz and the Magen Avraham both write that still the printing that we have, even though it's not through the correct paper of the correct parchment, it's regular paper and it's not in the rolling on a. The way that our Megillahs are, anything like that, it's still going to be mutter for these purposes. They think that the Taz says that with printed svarim are going to work in place of a cloth. That counts basically as a cloth. That's what the Taz and the Magen Avraham say. However, the Magen Avraham says that mikol makom dasa. Magen Avraham says in Mishmar the tzarich likor saftar mitoch navi shalim hanifas. Even though you're allowed to use something that's printed, it still should be a Navi Shalim that is printed from. But not from, let's say, a book that just has all the Haftorahs printed together, or the back of the Chumash or something like that. It should be a Navi Shalim that was printed. This is the opinion of the Eliyarabba. Also, if you look at the Sharatzin Beis, says after Pima Gavim Kasav Tanach Lav Daftahu. It's very important for us because sometimes you'll hear people think that you need a Tanach Dafka, a full Tanach for the Haftorah. So the Sharatzin says no. The Pima Gavim writes that, but it's Lav Dafka, and this is what everyone follows up with also that it's Lav Dafka. If the Haftorah is from Malachim, so you get a Sefer Malachim. Haftorah is from Yeshaya, get a Sefer Yeshaya, but you wouldn't actually need a full Tanach. But again, you wouldn't need a cloth. The Magen Avraham says this is good enough. And because our printing has a similar status to a cloth, even though it's not complete. Mikol makom, says the Mishnah Berurah. Mikol makom. Im ein lahem rak haftara nefeses b'chumish. If all you have is what's in the back of your chumish, yesh l'smach l'hakel, shelo l'batal kriyas haftorah. So then you should still use that if that's all you have. Ach l'chatchila b'vad ha'ra'i v'nachan sh'yel l'kol tzibur nevi'im sh'nechtavim b'klav kadin. It's better for every shul to have a real cloth. And this is what the Gro was very makbid. It's in Maaseh Rav Kuflam and Hey. The Gro was very makbid on having a cloth. So ideally, we should have a cloth that we're laying the Haftorah from in order to be yotze all the day and send for it to be a lechachila level. If you don't have a cloth, so then we can rely on the Magen Avraham who says that use a full sefer that's printed. And b'diavad, if you don't even have that in your shul, so then you could use, whatever it is that you have available in the back of the chumash. The Shaar Tzion in Gimel, in Dal, it says, "Dibikar adim yesh ledavar laber berzeh harbe anve el yarabe umihu ein limchos biyada no agin lahakel duhu bichla leis lasos lashem." You shouldn't be mocha in those who are noeg lahakel to use the printed chumash, because it's a case of eis lasos lashem. What are you going to do? We have to do this, or else we're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. V'shekasha l'chol tzibur l'chtov nevi'im b'klav kedin, it's hard for. You have five shuls with how many people, how many families are there, Mishkafayim? Have a guess?
Seven
shuls with 100 families. So each shul is going to be able to raise enough money to have a klav? Impossible. Aval b'vadai ha'tzibur sh'ayichol is b'yadam, v'yishlam l'chtov nevi'im kedin. If you have the ability, so then you should do it. Especially if you're building, a beautiful shul like this and investing so much money in it. So, which is not necessary. All the bells and whistles that you put in a shul, the kavanasa mashim shemayim kedei l'kayim zekei levam. Okay, you have good intentions because you want to beautify your shul. v'ksivas neviim akdoshim. And still, if you're beautifying your shul, then for sure you should be trying to yotzei the mitzvah on a l'chatchila level and put some money into buying a cloth instead. So that's all from the Mishnah Berurah, summarizing the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Ksav Sofer says that the Ksav Sofer used a printed chumash, and that's a minhag Yisrael, and you shouldn't be mochen anyone, and it was totally fine. Rav Eliashiv, and interestingly, says that the defus is not like a Ksav. When did we say that defus is like a Ksav? Their defus, they used to use these actual, it was called a printing press, and it was a press, and they would use these stencils or whatever they would use in order to make it. Nowadays, says everything is electronic, and it doesn't really have that status anymore. The Nishmas Shabbos explains it, where he says, Sipri Dipus Shalom Shonela Gavri Mimaisei Atfus Shal Zmanayim. It's completely different than what they used to have. Bizmanayim Komaisei Atfus Nasa Lagamri Divinei Adam. It was all done through people. Ubazesh Shapri Shayach Lomar Tfus Kiksiva Damya. So you could say that printing is like writing. But about Maisei Tfus Shal Zmanayim, it's completely different. It's all Poelas Bekoch Elektrei. It's all photocopying. So says the Rebbe Yashem and Mishma Shabbos, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, what they're talking about is an entirely different thing. And our printed things are not like that. And there'd be no Mila to using a printed Navi versus using a printed Chumash. Chazon Ish also says, when they used to print things, it was printed. What?
Is he makel or macher?
No, he's meaning, he's macher. He's saying, once you don't have a cloth, so then it doesn't matter what you use, because it's not real anyway. The Chazon Ish says, it's supposed to be all on one side. Ours are double-sided. So that's not really called dumya to a sefer at all. And he says the same thing. K'she'ein navi, kasub, kedino, umafdir, betzibur, bekotris, ein nafkusa, bein kushe shal tanach shalim. Chazon Ish also says, once you don't have a cloth, it doesn't matter what you're going to use. So you have the Chazon Ish, Rav Eliashiv, Nisha Shabbos all saying that, no, there is no milah to using a complete. The Nevesh Harav, Rav Soloveitchik.
So regular chumash is the same
thing. Yeah, regular chumash is the same thing. Also says the same thing. Katia Nogat, Slater Shah, Tzvarman, and Fasim, Yesh Behem, Ksav Mishnei, Vereim, Dimizel, Mizel, and Ksuvim. There's no mila to it at all. So on the one hand,
why?
Because they say that this isn't fulfilling the whole point of the Taz and the Magen Avraham is that printing is like writing. Our printing press that we have is like, it's not completely like a cloth, but it's similar to a ksiva. They're saying that this isn't the status of ksiva at all, the way that our printing press works. So therefore,
how's it different than the olden
days? They're saying, yeah, because now it's electric. It's not the way in the olden days it used to be done through humans, and it was done in a different way. Now it's all electric. Soloveitchik says it's because it's double-sided, not single-sided. They all have different reasons. Because of lack of time, we won't go into it more. But just to understand that, ideally, you might as well, if you have a sefer available to you, the sefer's here, so you might as well use it to fulfill what appears to be the opinions of the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. If it's not easily available, or just to be aware of the fact that there is the opinion of the Chazon Ish, Rav Eliashiv, or Soloveitchik, all saying that, you know, once you don't have a cloth, it doesn't really matter what you're going to use. There is the interesting opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Aruch HaShulchan, who say that there's the concept of a sefer of tarta, a cloth, you know, that they discuss in Maseches Gittin, and Daf Samach discusses this concept of a cloth that has all the haftorahs, just the haftorahs in it. So they say if you have that, then it's better to use that, but I don't know anyone that has that, at least as an actual cloth, but that would be usable as well.
The thing about using a cloth is it doesn't have nekudos or the truck.
Right.
So you really have to have
Balkore, yeah.
And then you get into the situation of either Balkore gets the aliyah every single week and says the brachas every single week,
well, we have the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah already quoted the Vilna Gaon baking nechilah that the Ramaz suggests halacha that we mentioned only applies if you're doing it from a printed sefer, but a cloth it will be fine to do that. I doubt that's why we don't have cloth in my sefer because of money. But
even if you have a cloth, you're saying that it should be a cloth of all of Navi.
No, whatever Navi it is that you're doing, Malachim or Yeshaya, right?
So you'd have like a lot of.
Well, yeah, like in Gruss, they have all of them.
Right.
And like, you know, they have them. I forgot, someone said that a certain percentage of a very high percentage of the Haftorahs are from a specific, I don't know whether it's Yeshayah or Yeshayah. So he said, you know, if you buy that Yeshayah, you'll cover most of the Haftorahs.
It's interesting that the two halachas are very common when we first did. You know, they're focusing on the money aspect of it, but in reality, nowadays, it's not really so much the money as it is the ability to read from afar. So you'd only have one guy or two guys the entire year.
But look, we have, you know, but the point is, if we end up doing that, so then why should be, you know, why if we're mocking on it for, you know, we have Balei Kriya for Torah, so then why not have the Balei Kriya for Haftorah also?
Well, that's a question on the Ramah anyway.
Right. No, I'm saying in our community, to be able to find someone, you know, that, you know, that's what they'll learn. All right, just to summarize, because it's important to summarize, we discussed why it is that we have the Haftorah. We discussed making sure you don't have your back to the Torah when doing the Haftorah, whether this helps us fulfill Mea Brachos and answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Lo. Should you call someone up that doesn't know how to lane from the Haftorah and the different opinions and how that changes depending on how you're fulfilling the Haftorah? When can you start the Haftorah in terms of the Galila and why? And then reading from a cloth or a printed sefer.